Colorado conducts active population-based Clostridium difficile surveillance in the five-county Denver metropolitan area, which is highlighted. Colorado conducts active population-based Clostridium difficile surveillance in the five-county Denver metropolitan area through the Emerging Infections Program. Incident cases are defined as being a resident of the five-county Denver metropolitan area, which is highlighted in orange on the map, being greater than or equal to 1 year of age at the time of stool collection, and having a positive toxin or molecular assay that occurs greater than 8 weeks after the last positive specimen. In 2011, CDC estimated that 29,000 patients died within 30 days of their initial diagnosis of C. difficile, with 15,000 of those deaths being directly attributed to C. diff. We had two main objectives for this analysis. First, to determine the most common causes of death among patients with a positive C. diff test in the Denver metropolitan area who died within 30 days of their positive test. Second, to describe the demographic characteristics of this group of patients. We first obtained a line list of all incident C. difficile cases from 2011 to 2015 from the Colorado C. difficile database. We then sorted by specimen collection date and deduplicated the case list to include the most recent incident C. diff result for each patient. Next, we matched the C. diff line list to Colorado death records from January of 2011 to January of 2016 using first name, last name, and date of birth. Death records included underlying cause of death and up to 10 other significant or contributing conditions for each matched case. Underlying cause of death is a disease or injury that initiated the chain of events leading directly to death, while other significant or contributing condition is another disease that contributed to the death of the person. On this graph, the blue bars represent the number of C. diff cases from 2011 to 2015. The black line represents percent of cases that died within 30 days of the C. diff test. As you can see, the number of cases of C. diff has increased from 2,800 in 2011 to over 4,000 in 2015, while the percent of deaths has decreased from 7.5% in 2011 to 5.7% in 2015. When looking at gender, a higher number of C. diff cases and more deaths occurred in females, but a higher proportion of deaths occurred in males at 6.9% compared to 6% in females. 86% of deaths within 30 days of a positive C. diff test occurred in patients 60 years of age or greater, while only 14% of deaths occurred in persons aged 1 to 59. This table shows the top 10 underlying causes of death among patients who died within 30 days of an incident C. diff test, as well as how many times they were listed as an other significant or contributing condition on a death certificate. Unsurprisingly, enterocolitis due to Clostridium difficile was the most common underlying cause of death, appearing in 13.7% of all decedents' death certificates. However, when looking at other significant or contributing conditions, sepsis was by far the most common, appearing in over 21% of decedents' death certificates. To wrap up, although the number of C. diff cases are increasing, the proportion of deaths within 30 days is decreasing. A higher proportion of men had deaths within 30 days of their positive C. diff test compared to women. 86% of all deaths that occurred within 30 days of an incident C. diff test occurred among those 60 years and older, and sepsis was the most common other significant or contributing condition in patients that died within 30 days of their positive C. diff test. Lastly, I would like to acknowledge some of my colleagues at CDPHE that assisted in this analysis and presentation. Thank you.